Glad to be the the chairman of the Subcommittee on Forestry and Agriculture, and that has direct oversight of U.S. Forest Service, which is a big part of the problem of them not moving at what we call the pace and scale they should be on managing those lands. And so many of the fires that start in those lands become giant conflagrations, you know, which the Dixie Fire of 2 years ago burned 1 million acres in my district. It kind of picked up where the campfire, which burned Paradise, it started just a few miles from the origin of the campfire. It burned north, and the campfire one burned more or less west and devoured about 90% of the town of Paradise. The Dixie Fire burned about 75% of the town of Greenville and all the town of Canyon Dam nearby. And there's so many of these stories. You know, we had the Beckworth Fire farther over on the east that, you know, ate a lot of houses over there and property. And of course, all these are burning up the people's assets, their national forests. And the downside, not only that of them being gone, is the loss of habitat, the wildlife, the effect it has on our watersheds with all the ash and then later erosion. You know, when you lose all this, you get erosion on these hills, and so it turns into mud and gets in the streams and gets eventually into the water supply in some of our lakes. In some cases, it could even block the ability for the hydroelectric plants to operate as it blocks off the penstocks. So positive forest management has so many good things to it. The only thing it doesn't please is the environmental groups that don't seem to want any of it to happen.